This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on a terrific Tuesday in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. I know that there are a lot of new people who are moving into the area, and we want to welcome you. My wife, Cindy, and I, we're not natives to Florida. She's from very cold country. I'm from the middle part of the country, and we've lived most of our lives here, and I can tell you that where she comes from and where I come from, both places get hotter than here, they get colder than here, and they have more snow than we do here. And we just absolutely love Brevard County, and we pray that you will love it as well. You may have chosen to live here. We came here because of I was in retail management, and my job transferred me here. I didn't even know where Brevard County was. One of the things when we came here, I only knew the name of my supervisor that I was supposed to report to, and we didn't have a church home. And so we started praying and asking God, because God had called us into the ministry and said, God, you know, we're not going there because of the job. We're going there so that you can find a place for us to minister. And if you're new to the area, I want to encourage you. You need a church. You need a church home. You need a pastor. And if you would like for us to join you in praying about God's direction, we would be thrilled to be able to do that. We'd ask God to lead you to where he would strategically place you in this community to make a difference for someone's eternity, a place where you can thrive in your relationship to God. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Treasure Your Landscape. They are a family-based business. They're right here in Brevard County, Florida. They live on Merritt Island. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They have over two decades worth of experience in the landscaping business. And they're licensed and insured. They have a full array of products from artificial turf, which has varying degrees of height. They also have putting greens. That's on the short side of things. And they can even make those putting greens slower. They can make them fast. They can make them flat. They can make them contoured. Whatever it is you prefer. They have paver installation. They do landscaping services. If you happen to be a person, like I was at a doctor's appointment, the person said, I just like to get out and play around in my garden. If that's the type of person you are, Treasure Your Landscape also has the Space Coast Nursery, and that's at 3880 North Courtney Parkway. It's north of the Barge Canal, across the street from Sunset Lakes, I believe it is. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone numbers are 321-749-1432, as well as 321-452-5565. If you're looking to do some upgrades to your exterior, they are a great resource for you to consider. They love Jesus. They're friends of the Refresh Radio program, and it's always nice to run into them whenever I get the chance. They are a huge, huge blessing. They are a blessing to the radio station as well as the church, and we bless them in the name of Jesus. Today's program is going to be a little bit different, and I want to encourage you to stick around all the way to the end, because at the end we're going to play a song, and I just want you to listen to it. It's a story about Luke chapter 15. And with that, I pray that you'll not be running from the Father the way the younger son did, but you will be drawing near to him. So let's turn to Luke chapter 15 today. That song's going to be inserted. And how that came to be was I was in my prayer time preparing for this radio program, and all of a sudden this song, which is a blast from the past, came to mind. And I went and researched it, found it, started listening to it, and it brought tears to my eyes just like it did back in the 1980s. It was like number one in the contemporary Christian music genre for several weeks. And I hope that at the end of the program, it'll bless your heart as it did mine. Let's go to Luke chapter 15. We're going to begin reading in verse number 17. And it says, "But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry." I want to start off today by reminding you a few things about relationships. First, relationships, the relationship you may be ignoring or the relationship that maybe you've abandoned, someone else would give everything they've got just to have that type of relationship for one more day. I am going out to see my father. I don't get to go see my mother anymore. She's in heaven, worshiping around the throne of grace, and I wouldn't bring her back to this world for anything. But I can rejoice that I'm going to get to worship the King with her forever. But every once in a while, it would be nice to be able to pick up the phone and call her. I do have a few videos and the archived photos that come up on my phone and things like that. Relationships are precious. Relationships can also be challenging. I don't know of a perfect home. Mine wasn't when I was growing up. Mine's not perfect now that I'm an adult. And as I look back, I look at some of the things that we went through, and I'm aware of many of the challenges that were presented by just about every member of the household. Sometimes I was the problem, sometimes I was the solution, but just about everybody had contributing to some level of challenging. And I will tell you this, if you're a parent, don't lie to yourself and think that the next stage gets easier. It doesn't. It's just a different season, and you need Jesus in every single solitary season of parenting, whether it's when they're newborns or toddlers or teenagers or young adults or adults, or maybe even, you know, your parents. Each one of those seasons, you need the grace of God. Actually, as time's gone by, I've discovered that there were challenges that some of the people in our household were dealing with that I wasn't even aware of. Relationships are hard work. And the temptation in modern times is to treat them as disposable, to treat them as temporary. And there are some relationships that you need to avoid. You need to avoid abusive relationships. And there can be different levels of that. I've worked in some retail settings that I don't want to go back and revisit those experiences anymore. But if you find yourself, especially in a physically abusive situation, you need to make sure that you keep yourself safe, keep your loved ones safe. You don't need to stay in a relationship where you're being threatened. But a lot of what goes on in relationships now is that there are people who, this is a modern term, ghosting their families. They just cut them off. I've seen a number of headlines so far in 2026, one about a young mother who just abandoned her family and left them, and they thought maybe something bad had happened to her, and she'd just decided she was going and never had any contact with them again. And after 3 decades, they found her. Here not too long ago, there was a report about a teenage girl who had been gone for 30-some years, and she, they thought that she might have been a victim of foul play, and turns out she just left and didn't want to have anything to do with her family. Dads have abandoned their families. Mothers have abandoned their families. Sometimes there's a breach in the relationship, and it can be very traumatizing. But cutting off a relationship is not inconsequential. It has impact. I was reading a story recently about a famous person. I was reading it in a news article, and they were talking about how they had learned that divorce not only traumatizes the spouses, but it also traumatizes the children who are young, but it can also traumatize children who are older. It has a negative impact on friends. It has a negative impact on other family members. And from some financial experts, it has a drastic impact upon the financial situation as well. So I want to encourage you to be brave enough, if you have a strained relationship, not to just, you know, stay silent, unless it's in one of those abusive situations. I had a family a long, long time ago, and they were part of the church, and then just one, they had started coming to church, and then one day they just quit coming. And from some of the conversations that I'd had, it seems like there was probably a domestic situation, and I understood. When they left so that they did not have a way that the abuser could find them. I understand those safe places. But most relationships fracture over smaller things, over a perceived offense or a real offense, disappointment, failed promises. If you find yourself in a situation where you're like the younger son here and say, look, I've sinned, I blew it, don't keep that to yourself. Just be honest enough to be able to say the words, be sincere about it. And, you know, the one thing that I keep hearing about this generation that is coming up is that they're looking for things that are authentic, that they're looking for things that are genuine and real. So don't be afraid to own your part and say, hey, would you please forgive me? The relationship might not quite ever be the same as it was before, but there's also the possibility that it could be better. I know of a family that had a very rocky start. They got married and got divorced, got married again. Then they got re-divorced, then they got remarried again and almost got re-divorced again. But they became absolutely inseparable for the rest of their days. With forgiveness and with grace, with mercy and repentance, relationships can be better. They will be better when they're built on the foundation of Jesus. I won't say that they will be perfect, because none of us are perfect. Just because two Christians are involved doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. I've got a presbytery constantly reminds us that the word easy, the word simple, is not found very frequently in the Bible. Relationships are hard work, but the relationship here in Luke chapter 15, the relationship between the son and the father could not advance until the son acknowledged his sin and his own unworthiness. Repentance is not saying, I'm sorry. Repentance is realizing we're the cause of pain in the father's heart. And when we realize that, you won't want to play around with sin anymore. The fault doesn't lie with God. The fault lies with us. All of a sudden, we realize we've not met the standard of perfection. I've watched a lot of apologetics videos where people are asking questions and they ask, I'm a good person. What does that mean for me? I don't believe in Jesus. And the truth of the matter is, Jesus answered that because someone called him good one time, and he responded by saying, why did you call me that? There is none good but God. I see all sorts of children, all sorts of stages of development, and I see great characteristics, but you never have to teach a child to say no. They pretty much learn that on their own. And so no matter how good a person they are, no matter how good a person I am, there are going to be times in whatever stage of development where people can insist on rejecting what they've been told to do and try to forge their own way, and that doesn't work out very well. And so the son says, I'm unworthy to be your son. And the father, he responds in verse number 22. It says, but the father said to his servant, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and he brings the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this my son. The father determines the relational dynamic. We must comply with his will, not insist that he complies with ours. That's a huge challenge because all of us have a will and we have a mind, our emotions. Those are the territories of the soul. And I want to remind you that just because you became a believer in Jesus doesn't mean you compromised your intellectual capacities. It actually means that finally you've created new neural pathways that have been corrected by God to where now you are thinking like the redeemed of the Lord. So you may be thinking differently. I had a dream a few weeks ago, and in this dream I realized that I was processing things different than I normally do. I don't know what the meaning of the dream is yet, but I was very aware of it. And I know that how I responded in the dream, or in this case, I wasn't responding like normal. And that was a positive thing. It was setting me up for growth. And so it became inspirational to me. If we get stuck in ungodly thought patterns, then we're going to be stunted in our development. We're not going to achieve the life that God wants us to live, that he's planned out for us. The father says, I'm not going to have any of this conversation about you being just a servant. You are my son. Like I said, in Luke 15, there are three stories about that which is lost. The first is the lost sheep. The shepherd says, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. In verse number 8, there's the lost coin, and she calls and says, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost. Likewise, I say to you, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. I believe the church needs to be better about rejoicing. We ought to rejoice when prayer's answered, when there's a person who accepts Jesus as the Lord of their life, when there's a financial breakthrough. I recently was notified of a notable healing that took place in our congregation. Every time there's a business breakthrough, we ought to rejoice when there's an advancement in the discipleship process. I believe that as we mature, that celebrating ought to become more customary for us than typical, because Jesus always leads his people in triumphal procession. So the father brings out the best robe, the ring, and the sandals on his feet, and brings and has the fatted calf killed, and orders a celebration, because this is not a visit. It's not a vacation. This is a return. The father's not bringing his son back as a servant. He refers to him as my son, who was dead and is alive, who was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. So I don't know what you're going through, but if you were raised in the house of God, which used to be the standard for America, but over the decades, that percentage of people who were raised in church began to drop. I do believe that there's a turnaround that is taking place, and that that people are beginning to migrate back to the house of God, which is a wonderful thing. Coming back to the Father's house and the foundation that we learned when we were kids, that's very, very important. A lot of people that are coming now, they're not returning home. They're finding a home. There are plenty of celebrities that have talents that the world recognizes, and those talents were formed, they were fashioned in the house of God. Unfortunately, too many of those people left the church, and they've sought ways to enrich themselves at the expense of their spiritual health. But some of them have reminders that they've strategically placed to seek God and not to forget about Him. You don't want to try and solve your spiritual problems or your soul problems with money. That will not work. So I do want to caution you today about this. Don't procrastinate in giving your life to Jesus. Don't procrastinate in repenting and making your way back home. The Father's not going to turn you away. He's got His arms open wide. Don't miss that opportunity. So the Father says we're going to celebrate, and that's exactly what they did. We'll talk more about the older son here in a few programs. But the prodigal, he was ready to come back home. So he got his eyes, the Father's got his eyes set for you. He sent as many resources as he can to convince you to come back home. And if you've just come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd love the opportunity and the privilege of celebrating with you. Merit Assembly of God is available to help you to grow and thrive in your walk with Him. We've got this song that is queued up, and I want to encourage you to listen to it and ponder it and think of just how much the Father loves us. And I pray that as we do, that we'll recognize that staying away from Him is not the right option. Here comes this song. God bless you. We'll see you the next time here on the Refresh Radio Program.
It was the only time. time I ever saw him. Son's come home again, lifting my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, he said, son, do you know I still love you? He caught me by surprise, and he brought me to my knees when God.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.